At the beginning of the 19th century, this building on the corner of the marketplace was lived in by a Mr. Soul. Previously, it was once occupied by the minister of the Baptist Church, the Reverend John Sutcliffe, before his marriage. William Andrews was the owner of the property at the time of the second and third levies, 1810 and 1833. A young maltster, Alfred Brooks, occupied the property in 1841. By the time of the 1851 census, Thomas Welton, a reverend gentleman of 65 years, described himself as a clerk without a cure of souls. He lived there with his young wife Elizabeth, aged 33 years, together with a cook and a housemaid. Hipwells, the local brewers, owned the property towards the end of the 19th century. Probably William and Sarah Hipwell and their children moved into Westlands in 1866, when they vacated the Bull Hotel. The 1891 census lists Sarah Hipwell, three daughters, a son, and a granddaughter living at Westlands, as William had died in October 1882. Some years earlier, William Hipwell had given £500 for the shop and house at No. 12 Market Place, and then demolished them. He wished to build a gable annex to his house and have a garden wall sweeping around it. In the late 1930s, the garden area to the south of the property was donated to the Baptist Church, so that a front entrance to the church could be constructed facing the marketplace. The 1910 Inland Revenue Survey places this property in the High Street rather than on the marketplace, and suggests that Sarah Hipwell was the owner-occupier of Westlands. The 1911 census also records a High Street address, with Sarah, aged 86, her son, Samuel Edgar, and daughter, Florence May, residing there. The 1936 Register of Electors lists Florence May Hipwell and Samuel Edgar Hipwell living at Westlands along with three other residents. The 1951 Register of Electors lists Henry Charles Pugh and Frederica Pugh living at Westlands. For many years during the late 20th century and the early years of this century, the house was extensively converted into a residential home and served a much-needed role in this capacity. In recent years, the property was purchased by Oakman Inns, who extensively extended and refurbished the property during 2017 and 18. It is now known as the Cherry Tree Pub and Restaurant. The building has been restored to feature its old Victorian and Georgian features, such as cornicing, plasterwork, sash windows, parquet flooring, and fireplaces.